pre-weekend, this is actually put into the car at a regulated rate of 12 litres a second, which I think Mark mentioned earlier on. And that's really important, because every team has the same equipment. You know, this is Brandy Shell V-Power, so this is the best one in the paddock. Essentially, what's underneath the Brandy is the same rig, because every team has to put the fuel in at the same rate, so there's no advantage in a pit stop that one team maybe puts in. And there are sensors on each rig that allow you to measure how much is going in. That's measured by the FIA. So we mentioned earlier that the Shell V-Power fuel as well has to be regulated from a temperature point of view because of the density of the fuel. So half an hour before the start of the race, the FIA will submit the ambient track temperature that will be taken by an independent reading. And then the team use computers to control the temperature of the fuel inside this rig, so when the Shell V-Power fuel goes into the car, it isn't going to be lower than that minus 10 degrees of the ambient temperature. Really important, because otherwise, you know, as we found a couple of years ago, there was a bit of controversy after the final race season in Brazil, when it was about maybe a couple of teams had got to the gear for that rule. So it's very tidy control. The hose itself underneath here weighs 30 kilograms. So it's a heavy piece of kit, and it takes two guys to control the unit. One guy taking the weight of the fuel on the hose, one guy that has actually got the six-pack to go to the car. Now, if you think of a pressurized situation of a pit stop, the guys not only have to fuel the car, they've got to get it lined up perfectly. It's a critical part of the Grand Prix race to get the strap in right, get the refueling absolutely spot on. Because again, you know, you're dealing with such a small amount of time that, you know, a good pit stop will make it get. They only work on the one car, so two individual teams. But even within the garage, there's a little bit of competition. That inside of the garage really wants to beat that side of the garage, vice versa. So there's a little bit of internal competition there as well. Now, the guys at the moment are a lot of debriefing meetings, like I said, after the first practice session. So they're finding out, you know, what's the next stage. They all also have very clearly defined roles and what their role in the world is like. Somebody works purely on the brakes, or somebody works purely on the gearbox, somebody purely works on the suspension. That's really important, because when you've got 20 odd people working on each car, they really need to know what their role is. Otherwise, you know, it's a very big decision, the actual way they're set up and the approach they do. Especially when it's a track. If the car comes in, it's had a bit of an incident. They are no sort of time. Get the car back on track in time for the next session. So it can be a very highly pressurized. Now this structure here is the pit gantry, and that's really the command center for the team during the Grand Prix weekend. The cars go around the track. Of real time, so they're getting lots of different variables being measured. Could be about the fuel consumption, could be about the fuel temperature, could be about the brake, etc. And as the car goes around the start finish line, there's 400 additional bits of data sent in one burst back to a set of data engineers sitting behind this. The thing is, the driver's going around the track, you've got a myriad of information being fed back to him about how he needs to manage the car, how he needs to develop his strategy. At the same time, he's racing and he's going, he's got different elements around, very complex, pressurized situation. They're pain in the backside of the car, but there we are.